everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida, Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Set of tonight's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:35. And we should be right on time. Daytona leads the current series 2-1. The Mets won the opener 4-0 on Tuesday, their first shutout of the year. The Mets were bidding to get over 500 on Wednesday for the first time since the opening day of the season, but they could not hold on to a one-run lead in the ninth inning as Daytona came back to get the 5-4 win in a walk-off. And then yesterday, an extremely well-pitched game with one swing deciding the outcome. It was Ariel Amonte cold off the bench as a pinch hitter, blasting a two-out, two-strike home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to give Daytona a 2-0 lead. So the Mets were right there on Wednesday night looking to take command of the series, and instead it's Daytona having won two of the first three, which has dropped the Mets to 8-10 on the season. Daytona, flip it around, is 10-8. If you look at the entirety of the Florida State League East Division standings, well, 2 days in a row, all the East Division teams have won except for the Mets, so they have hemorrhaged ground here as they have gone from two back to four back in the blink of an eye. Jupiter and Daytona, and Palm Beach, excuse me, yikes, 12-6, tied for first. Daytona 10-8, two back, and the Mets 8-10, four back. Over in the West Division, Clearwater's 13-5, one game up on Lakeland, which is 12-6, then some separation. Dunedin 9-9, four out. Fort Myers 7-11, six back. Tampa Tarpons 4-14, 9 back, and Bradenton, yikes, 3-15, 10 games out, just 18 games into the season. Other games around the Florida State League today, Dunedin at Jupiter. Jupiter leads that series 3-0. Lakeland at Tampa. Lakeland leads that series 3-0. Tampa's lost six straight. Bradenton at Clearwater, 6:30. Clearwater leads that series 3-0. And the late game is Palm Beach at Fort Myers. Palm Beach leads that series 2-1. Fort Myers was leading Palm Beach 9-0 yesterday through three innings, then 9-2 after seven, then 9-4 after eight, and Palm Beach came back and won anyways. That's a brutal way to lose at home if you're the Mighty Muscles. That's why they play nine innings, folks. And once again, our first pitch here and Daytona is set for 6:35. We'll take a quick break on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup in the lineups. That should lead us close to the national anthem and first pitch on this sunny Friday night in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
No action yet, but we're getting close. Pre-game show continues. Pre-game festivities continue at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Umpires making their way to the plate right now. We'll have Cameron Jones calling balls and strikes, his own balls and strikes. And on the bases, Richie Arredondo. Managers about to come out for the plate meeting. Yukari De La Cruz in his first year with the Mets. Julio Murillo, his second year as the skipper of the Tortugas. Let's meet tonight's starting pitchers. For the Mets, it's going to be left-hander Zach Thornton. It was supposed to be right-hander Candido Cuevas, but yesterday Candido Cuevas landed on the 7-day IL. Now he and Thornton have been attached as the piggyback duo. So Thornton, who was going to be in relief initially, will actually start the game.
He's a lefty, 22 years old, 6'3", 170 pounds from Winona, Minnesota. Mets drafted Thornton in the fifth round last year out of Grand Canyon University. It has been a tough start for Thornton. It seems like in each of his three games this season, something has gone haywire on him. Maybe not all his fault, but he hasn't quite gotten into the rhythm as some of the other college pitchers or pitchers like Jonah Tong, Jack Wenninger, Austin Tresser. This hasn't quite had that start yet. We know he's capable of it. We'll see if he can get it today. His numbers, he's 0-1 in the three games with two starts, only logging 7 2/3 innings, 6 strikeouts, a 7.04 ERA. In his last outing against Tampa on Saturday, he pitched a 1-2-3 first inning, and he only needed 5 pitches. Then he couldn't get out of the second. You recall there was a pass ball third strike on Vincent Perozzo that basically required the Mets to get 4 outs in that inning, and Thornton ran into his pitch count problem, and he could not get the last out of the second. He lasted an inning and 2/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, but only 1 earned after that pass ball. He hit a batter, walked a batter, struck out 3. He'll look to tackle a offense in Daytona, which has really struggled, but has somehow found enough offense the last 2 days to get 2 wins. And Thornton did not pitch against Daytona in the first series of the year. He's starting for the Mets. Daytona starter is 21-year-old Venezuelan Juan Martinez, 6'1", 160-pound right-hander. This will be his 4th appearance of the year and his 2nd start. He has struck out 12 in 8 2/3 innings, a 1-0 record, a 3.12 ERA. And like Thornton, he did not pitch against the Mets in that first 3-game series of the year. His first outing was on April 9th. He pitched 4 shutout innings against Palm Beach. His next start came against Palm Beach, gave up 4 runs in an inning and 2/3, but he bounced back in his most recent game at Bradenton. Out of the bullpen, 3 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. He did walk 4, struck out 2. Now Martinez versus Thornton, your starting pitching matchup. They have a lot to live up to after yesterday's pitching matchup between Jonah Tong and Adam Cerwinowski, as that game was tied without a score into the bottom of the 8th inning. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets, leading off and playing second base, the minor league rehabber Jeffrey De Los Santos. Marco Vargas, good to see him off the injured list, will bat second and play short. Colin Houck is the DH batting third. Jesus Baez has scuffled lately. He's batting cleanup. He's at third. Nick Morabito's in center field hitting fifth. Vincent Perozzo, after an off day yesterday, hit sixth. He's at first. The red-hot Chris Suero bats seventh. He's the catcher. Jairo Cuevas, after an off day, is in right field hitting eighth. And Fabian Machado, who doubled yesterday, bats ninth. He's in left. For the Tortugas, Malvin Valdez will lead off and play center. Ricardo Cabrera, who had the winning hit on Wednesday, bats second. He plays third. Alfredo Duno, who has a home run in this series, bats third. He's the catcher. Ariel Amonte, last night's hero for Daytona, bats cleanup. He's in right field. Eastmith Pineda hits fifth. He's the DH. Carlos Sanchez bats sixth. And he's at short. Yerlin Confidans in left field hitting seventh. Carter Graham off the injured list hits eighth. He's at first. And Johnny Escaño is the ninth hitter and second baseman. The Tortugas have taken to the diamond here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, which means the national anthem is upon us. The pregame show is in the books. When we come back, we will have first pitch in game 4 of the 6-game series between the Mets and the Tortugas. For now, we send it down to the field for the anthem.
We're so gallantly streaming.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Daytona Tortugas. They are meeting for the seventh of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the fourth game of a six-game series here at the Jack. Daytona leads the current series 2-1. They lead the season series 4-2. They only have a plus-4 run differential in the season series. It's been tight for most of these games between these two teams. We did the math earlier today. There have been 56 half innings this week, and runs have only been scored in 8 of those. Mets have only scored in 5 innings this week. Daytona only 3. So it's been a pitching-dominated series. We'll see what today brings as the Mets look to kickstart the offense. Daytona throwing the ball around the diamond. Their starting pitcher Juan Martinez warming up. The Daytona Tortugas have taken on a different identity tonight. It's Copa Night, Hispanic heritage-themed night that's been instituted around minor league baseball the past few seasons. Only a couple of Florida State League teams participate in Copa La Diversión, and Daytona is one of those teams. They are tonight being called the Rumberos, which roughly translates to partygoers. Rumberos de Daytona. We're going to keep it simple and still call them the Tortugas. It's a pretty nifty jersey. It's pink at the top, black in the middle, and green at the bottom. Vertical stripes with Rumberos across the front. Party font. And the Rumberos hat is black and white and green with a couple of drums. Pretty neat. Maybe the St. Lucie Mets will get involved with the Copa program. It's a long lead up. You basically got to do it 2 years in advance. So Mets want to do it one day. Probably looking at 2026-27 at this stage. Mets will counter with their gray jersey tops. Didn't go so well for them yesterday in the orange jerseys. In the grays this year, the Mets are 2-4. Jeffrey De Los Santos has had a nice series on minor league rehab assignment. He's leading off tonight for the Mets, standing just outside the left-handed batter's box. A two-hit game on Wednesday. He doubled on Tuesday, and he was off yesterday and had a delay in action here. Cameron Jones, the umpire, headed over towards the laboratory in Daytona's dugout. He's back. He signals for the first pitch. Here comes from Martinez. And it's taken for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch, 6:39. It is 80 degrees in, clear at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Game starting later and later this week. That's not good. Second pitch is a called strike. Looked to be outside, but matters not. That's what the umpire calls. The umpire calling their own balls and strikes all week. No ABS system in Daytona. 0-2 coming to De Los Santos. And he socks this ball into center field. On the move is Valdez, and he runs it down. And for the first time in the series, the leadoff hitter in the top of the first does not register a hit. Well, that might have been the best struck ball to lead off the game by the Mets this week. One away, and we welcome Marco Vargas back to action. Vargas has only played in a couple of games this season. He's one of the top prospects on this team as he lashes one into the hole at short, and it's through for a base hit. Welcome back, Marco Vargas, off the injured list with a sore wrist. Sees a ball through the left side of the infield. A one-out single. And that wrist has been bothering Marco for a while. He was in the opening day lineup for the Mets, got a hit that day, only appeared in one other game, finally landed on the IL last week. But he's back on the active roster now, and he's got a big lead off of first base. First pitch skipped into Colin Houck. So it's good to have Vargas back. He's, according to MLB Pipeline, the second highest rated prospect on this Mets team. Trailing only the man at the plate, last year's first round pick, Colin Houck, who's come on strong lately. breaking ball. Ooh, look out, Colin. He turns away and passes by his helmet. Houck yesterday, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. So the addition of Marco Vargas, and look, it's trying to come back from wrist injury, maybe rusty. It's going to take a little while to get back into the swing of things, but it is good to have him back. He does a lot of things well. Not going to provide a big power bat. Will put the ball in play. Not going to strike out a lot. It gives more length to the Mets lineup. Happy addition, for sure. Pitch comes home. It's a strike right down the pipe. A fastball at 90. 2-1 on Houck. No score. One on, one out. Just underway in Daytona Beach. Pitch comes home and it's grounded to short. Sanchez will go to Escanio for one. Escanio's throw to first is offline. Trickles away off the Mets dugout. Stays in play. Houck beats out potential double play ball. He was going to be safe all the way. Daytona catches a break that ball did not escape into the Mets dugout for an extra base. It'll be a fielder's choice. 6-4. Vargas off the bases. Houck on first. And Jesus Baez the batter. Mets have not scored in the first inning in this series, despite getting the leadoff man on in the first three games. Ground ball to third. Cabrera across the diamond. Retires Baez. A good start for Juan Martinez. Works around the Marco Vargas single on the first pitch to Vargas. Take a break. When we come back to Daytona Beach, Zach Thornton has the ball in his hand.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. We're just underway in Daytona, Florida. Bottom of the first. It's been an exciting series. Runs have been at a premium. Zach Thornton has had some troubles this year. Maybe coming in to this start, the offense is being quiet this week. Will help kickstart his season. Again, it seems like, if you missed the pregame show, it seems like just one thing per outing for him has spiraled his appearances as this ball has caught on and found a way by Valdez. And maybe some motivation by what's happened to the other Mets starting pitchers this week. It's been tremendous starts for everybody for St. Lucie this week as this ball is in the dirt from the lefty. In the opener on Tuesday, Wenninger, 6 one-hit shutout innings with no walks, 10 strikeouts. Yesterday, Jonah Tong, 6 innings, scoreless, 2 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Ground ball up the middle, and that's going to squeak on through. Alvin Valdez begins the night for Daytona at the plate with a clean base hit to center. So Wyatt Hudepohl gave up 3 runs in the second inning on Wednesday. A couple of home runs to lead off that second inning. But otherwise, that was the only inning he gave up any runs. 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Mets got him off the hook but couldn't finish the deal late. Ricardo Cabrera, the third baseman, is at the plate. Valdez has his lead from first. Pitch comes home, and it's a ball inside. Again, Candido Cuevas was the scheduled starter at the start of this series for the Friday night game, landing on the injured list a couple of days ago. Thornton, who was going to pitch behind Cuevas this week, just bumped up to the starting role. No other move was made to bolster the pitching staff. They'll go with what they have as this ball is fouled away. Of course, in the days of the 30-man rosters, those extra spots go to the pitchers. Nobody should be left without these days. Throw back to first. Not in time. Ball and two strikes on Cabrera. Had the game-tying double on Wednesday night. Scored on the air to win the game. Breaking ball, he pounds it off the turf. Might have actually hit him off himself. Front foot. Foul and it stays. One and two. Thornton for the Mets this year. 7 2/3 innings, 14 hits, 11 runs, 6 earned. 7.04 ERA. As he throws this one in the dirt, good stop by Suero. Mets defense tonight, Thornton and Suero the battery. Baez at third, Vargas slots in at short, meaning Houck can DH. De Los Santos, who's been in the outfield in this rehab, now goes to second. Perozzo at first base. Machado, Morabito, and Cuevas left to right in the outfield. Pitch comes home. It's a hard ground ball right to Vargas. Going to try to start a double play. The throw from De Los Santos. Good and on time. It's a twin killing. 6-4-3. Off the batter, Ricardo Cabrera. Just like that. Two outs. Base is empty. It's artificial turf at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So those grounders can get to the infielders quicker. There's no natural grass to slow it down. No infield dirt to slow it down. All carpet and rubber pellets. Nice hop right to Vargas' chest. Here's the ball sawed off foul by Alfredo Duno. Big-bodied 18-year-old. Top 15 prospect for the Reds. Hit that towering home run to left on Wednesday night. 41-degree launch angle. Lost it in the sunlight. Pitches down and in. 1-1. No score and two outs in the bottom of the first. Breaking ball, nasty pitch. The slider gets a swing and a miss. 1-2. Do have a strong breeze. I call it a wind coming in off the Halifax River just out to our east. Blowing straight across the field and in. A 1-2 pitch, high and away. Being down in the field for batting practice before the game. If you're trying to hit it out to right field for a home run, forget it. Maybe Ariel Amonte can with his strength. Probably nobody else. If you're going to hit one out, got to go to left. As this pitch is swung on and missed, Duno nearly topples over. Inning over. Good start for Zach Thornton. Single, double play ball, strikeout. Similar to his beginning last week. And similar to yesterday, scoreless first inning. Go to the second. In Daytona.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible. with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Starting the second inning, Nick Morabito at the plate. Morabito's been on a tear recently. He was kept in check yesterday, 1-for-5. As he waits for apparently a gate to be closed down there. But Nick on a 4-game hitting streak, which ties his season high. Time called, new pitch clock. Let's go already, come on. First pitch, it's high for ball one. Morabito enters the day first in the league in batting average, on-base percentage, OPS, second total hits, third in total bases, eighth in slugging as he fouls this ball away. So that kind of tells the tale of this Mets season. Got a lot of hitters doing good things, but a lack of power numbers across the board. As this ball is slugged into left field, he's got another hit and a 5-game hitting streak. A 2-bouncer deep into left. Morabito, wide turn, will dive back into first base, no throw. That was scalded by Morabito. 106 miles per hour off the bat. Straight over the shortstop, Sanchez. Man, what a start to the season for him. And, of course, always a stolen base threat. Duno doing the catching tonight for Daytona, not Connor Burns. Ground ball right out to second base. Sanchez steps on the bag, throws to first, and Perozzo is out along with Morabito. That's a 6-3 double play. Vincent Perozzo, after getting yesterday off, hits into the easy double play as Sanchez played right over the second base bag. Stepped on it through to first. Perozzo out by about 20 feet. So, two double plays in this game. Recall the Mets hitting the 4 double plays on Wednesday night. Somehow still found themselves in the lead late. Couldn't quite finish it off. Take away some of those double plays, and maybe they get another run or two, and they walk out of there with the win. Here's Chris Suero. As good as Morabito's been recently, Suero might be even hotter. As he takes a ball low, he's on a season-high 5-game hitting streak, which also was the longest active streak on the team. Pitch in there for a strike, and for a Mets team that scored no runs yesterday, he was on base 4 out of 4 times. 2 singles, 2 walks. Mets couldn't get him home. He takes a fastball in there for strike 2, and well, he hasn't used his timeout, but he might want to think about it. He's way out of the box. I guess he did use it. Back in there. Now the pitch clock starts. 2-2. Martinez looking for 2 quick innings in his start. Delivers. And it's grounded to first, and that's going to squeak by Graham and down the line. Suero's hitting the bag at first. He's going to. Here's the throw to get him. It's late. Chris Suero just picked up his 4th double of this series. And he's now extended the hit streak to 6 games. A squibber down the first base line, out of the reach of the lunging Graham. And Chris Suero is in scoring position with 2 outs. So 2 hits in the inning for the Mets. But a double play still has Martinez in a spot where he can get out of this inning unscathed. Jairo Cuevas, the hitter. Man, Chris Suero didn't even hit that ball well, but everything's just finding its way through for him right now. As this pitch is outside for ball one. No score in the top of the second. Mets threatening. 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position yesterday. Pitch home, and that one's fouled back. They actually have out-hit Daytona the last 2 games. They had been 5-0 this season when out-hitting teams. 0-2 the last 2 days. Already out-hitting Daytona 3-1 here today. Martinez looks back at second, throws home, and this pitch is low. Good eye by Cuevas. Suero taking his lead from second. Sanchez playing him close. Pitch home. Low again. Another good take by Cuevas for ball two. A lot of space in right center field. Cuevas can find it. Pitch home. Just off the plate. That's ball four. At least two close ones in there. Cuevas spit on all the pitches. He'll take his base. So four batters in this inning. Three have reached. No runs have scored. It's first and second. Two down for Fabian Machado. He's had a tough time this year. A lot of strikeouts for Machado. Three more yesterday, but he did double. Let's see what he can do here. But first, Alfredo Duno will head out to the mound for a visit. Fans, a reminder, this series continues here in Daytona tomorrow night with Game 5. First pitch at 6:35. And then Game 6 of the series, the finale on Sunday. Programming note, the dreaded 5 o'clock Eastern time start. Back to the action on the fields. Martinez ready with the pitch. It's inside for ball one on Machado. Machado batting ninth in the order. Hitting just .167 early this year. Off the aisle a couple days ago. Saws this one off foul. Three-quarter swing. That's a ball and a strike. Martinez, glove on hip. Long look in. Pitch clock winding down. 2 seconds, just does get it off, and a balk is called. Now maybe he sped up seeing that the pitch clock was winding down. Base umpire Richie Arredondo called it immediately. Pitch doesn't count. Balk sends Cuevas up to second and pushes Suero to third. So opportunity here for the Mets. Second and third, two outs, hit to give the Mets their first run since Wednesday, and it's fouled away on the breaking ball. Locked at 79 miles per hour. Martinez ready with the 1-2. Here comes home. And it's a ball just below the knees. That's a tough pitch. But it was low. Machado, a lot of credit not swinging at that pitch. Maybe an inch or two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position. Martinez delivers. It's in the dirt. Good block by Duno. And the count is full. Had to go with the slider down and away for the swing and a miss. First base is open. De Los Santos on deck. What will it be to Machado? Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Do it again. Machado putting up a good fight from the nine spot. Martinez. And a long look in. Pitch clock winding down to 3 seconds. The pitch on the way. And it's grounded to the hole at short. Picked up by Cabrera. Sanchez, here's the throw. It gets away. He threw it away. Two runs are in. Machado goes to second. And it's 2-0 Mets. Sanchez, the shortstop, had it in plenty of time. Sidearm throw. Low and away to the first baseman, Graham. Fresh off the injured list. Could not dig it out. Gets away over towards the Mets bullpen. That will be E6A. After getting shut out yesterday, the Mets will take it. And Fabian Machado, that's one of the best at-bats he's had all season. He's not going to get credit with a hit or an RBI, but to battle that tough, put the ball in play, something good happened. Back to the top in De Los Santos. First pitch to him is fouled straight back. You know, you put it out there in play, and you just never quite know. You strike out, you do know. O-1 coming to De Los Santos. Breaking ball for a strike. Talking up here in the press box before the game. Yesterday, Fort Myers, 9-7 lead. One out, bases loaded in the ninth, trying to end the game. A similar ball thrown away. Two-run score for Palm Beach. Ties the game late. Tied the game with two outs in the ninth. That's definitely late. So something similar here with the throwaway. 0-2 pitch to De Los Santos, and he pokes this one in the center field, but Valdez is there, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But a good inning for the Mets. They get a handful of base runners. Air helps out. Two-run score. 2-0 St. Lucie midway through the second inning. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Zach Thornton pitching with the lead now. 14 pitches in the first. Double play and a strikeout. Faced only three. 2-0 Mets. As Suero and Cuevas score on the throwing error with two outs by Sanchez. This is Ariel Amonte. He takes a strike. Beware. Ariel Amonte leads the league with five home runs, including the go-ahead home run in the eighth inning yesterday off the bench. As he takes this breaking ball low. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. It still amazes me, and I said it on the post-game show, and maybe you turned it off by then, but back-to-back nights, Daytona's pinch hitters, as this pitch gets by Amonte, a big swing and a miss. I mean, the 12-pitch at-bat, which resulted in a walk for the pinch hitter Connor Burns in the ninth on Wednesday, the best at-bat I've seen by anybody all season. And Amonte in the eighth inning with two outs as a pinch hitter, as this pitch is right in there for strike three. He cannot pull the trigger. I mean, those are extremely professional and beyond expectation at-bats turned in by single-A pinch hitters late in games. I said yesterday that Lenny Harris, former New York Met, is a coach on this Daytona staff, and Lenny is the Major League all-time leader in pinch hits. Well, maybe he's sprinkling some of that magic and wisdom on these pinch hitters for the Tortugas. Ground ball to short. Vargas with the throw to first, and he retires E. Smith Pineda. So two easy ground balls to Vargas in the first two innings to get him reacclimated off the IL. Started the double play in the first. That one very easy here in the second. Four straight retired by Thornton. Carlos Sanchez comes up. He of the E6 last half inning. Swings and misses at the sweeper. 0-1 pitch. Sweeper again, and it's pulled foul. Nothing in two. Sanchez, a lefty, looking through this lineup. Daytona has three lefties and a switch. Sometimes just the way your team is built, you can't just avoid lefties with a lefty pitcher. 0-2, inside. Two nothing Mets, two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the second. Thornton, modified windup, delivers a breaking ball, weakly rolled out to second. Scoop and toss, underhand by De Los Santos. In time to retire Sanchez, inning over. Down go the Tortugas. 1-2-3. We head to the third in Daytona Beach. Mets 2, Tortugas nothing.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the lineup batting for the Mets. Rather 2-3-4. Marco Vargas at the plate takes a called strike, and it's quickly nothing in two. Vargas singled on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. Happy returns to the lineup. Nubs this one off the end of the bat, foul. Martinez delivers, and it's fouled away. That one out towards the canal. Got a nice crowd here on a Friday night. Again, the press box is right on top of the net. Straight up from home plate. Can't see anything underneath. But it sounds loud as this pitch is a changeup for a strike. That was pretty pitch. Vargas, the first strikeout victim of the night. But we can see from the press box the third base grandstands. High-rising concrete and metal bleachers. And they're starting to fill up. Colin Houck, the batter, and he grounds one weakly after short. Sanchez charging, scoops, throws sidearm on target this time. Houck is out. Houck saying that the foot of Graham was off the base. And the umpires aren't buying it. Two down. Never forget coming here 2 years ago in July, looking at those grandstands about 10 minutes before first pitch. Packed to the gills. No space. Because Jacob deGrom was on the mound. What a world. What a world. That's got to be the all-time rehabber in Daytona Beach. Major League rehabbers usually don't come here because of the conditions. As this ball is chopped by Baez to third, Cabrera has it. Good throw to first, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning by Martinez. This game starting to fly on a Friday night. Mets lead 2-0. We'll go to the home third after these messages.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Crowd making a lot of noise here as Sheldon is walking up the grandstands. Popular turtle mascot. Does a lot of dancing here in Daytona Beach. Mets lead 2-0 as we start the home third inning. So back to the Jacob deGrom rehab. That was in July, early July of 2022, as he ramped back up, joined that wonderful New York Mets season. Mets did all that great work with him and Scherzer injured for a lot of it, as Thornton misses outside twice to Confidon. But Jacob deGrom is from DeLand, Florida, only about 30 minutes from Daytona Beach. So he wanted to do this. He wanted to come here and pitch in front of friends and family. It was a second rehab start. First one was July 4th at Clover Park. So Daytona definitely benefited from that. They sold out the place well before the game, had to turn people away. I'm sure they did buku numbers and concessions and merchandise. As this pitch misses, a four-pitch walk to Confidon. A mistake from Thornton, a lefty-lefty matchup. Couldn't find a strike. So and Daytona did it up big that night for DeGrom, who, as he was throwing in the outfield as part of his warm-up routine, they had the MC on the mic going crazy on the video board, and DeGrom just could turn and watch and had that ride DeGrom grin. Oh, man. What a time. Carter Graham at the plate takes a ball and then slugs one into center field right at Morabito. Nick has it for the out. Ran in about 10 steps, caught it head high for the first out of the inning. We'll just put it this way. If it lined up for DeGrom and we were on the road in Fort Myers or Clearwater, where he wasn't going. He wanted to pitch here. He had about 30 tickets, I think, here. 30 to 40. Yeah, that was quite a scene for that start. Pitch home, down and in, a fastball at 90. Well, we do have our heckler back. Our heckler, can't see him, somewhere under the crowd, Mike, in the first few rows in the covered seats. And Jonah Tong got a kick out of him yesterday. Talked to Jonah after the game yesterday, and he was most proud of no walks. He was fired up about that. Pitch comes in for a ball. Thornton has fallen behind Ascanio 3-0. Suero pops up, steps on the plate, and wants Jeff Thornton to settle down. And the 3-0 is too high. That's 2 4-pitch walks in this inning. Not what he's looking for against a lefty and a switch hitter batting 7th and 9th in the lineup. And Daytona has runners at 1st and 2nd. First time through the order, only one hit allowed by Thornton. That was to this man, Valdez. But it's going to be a moment before he throws to him again because Jordan Krause, pitching coach, is on his way to the mound. Around the Florida State League tonight, everybody in action. Mets, the last two games, last two nights, the only team to lose in the East Division. Jupiter's 2-0, Palm Beach 2-0, Daytona 2-0. So the Mets have gone from 2-back to 4-back. Quick 48-hour span. Jupiter already leading Dunedin 1-0 in the fourth. Palm Beach already leading Fort Myers 2-0 in the first. So, look, West apparently is not going to be very helpful in these interleague matchups. Mets' schedule coming up is intriguing. Mound visit over. And now Thornton ready to deal with Valdez. Looks back to second. First pitch home. Breaking ball. Good pitch. Strike one. Mets after this series, which they're only 2-4 against Daytona this year. They go home to face Jupiter, who they are 2-4 against. Then they play on the road against lowly Bradenton. Pitch coming home. Good pitch. Bradenton 3-15. But you'd figure it'd be tougher on the road than it would be if they got the Marauders at Clover Park. And then the Mets are at Palm Beach. So they got three really tough series coming up, and then one against the worst team in the league. So we'll see what their record is at the end of all of it. And that's the next three. Jupiter, Bradenton, Palm Beach. By the way, that Palm Beach series on the road, so that's back-to-back weeks away from Clover Park. Oh and two. Thornton's pitch home. Grounded slowly out to short. Vargas throws to second for one. The throw to first, not in time from De Los Santos. A good effort. Smooth transition for Vargas out of his mitt to second base. Good job by De Los Santos to hold the bag as Ascania was bearing down on him. It'll be a fielder's choice, 6-4. One of the lead runners cut down. Valdez safe at first. Lead out the relay throw easy. Confidon winds up at third. So runners at the corners, two outs for Cabrera, who did hit into a double play back in the first. Mets lead 2-0. And the throw will go to first. Checking in on Valdez. He's safe. Mets have done a better job this week controlling the run game. Tampa just ran hog wild last week. Mets have thrown out a couple of base runners this week. Valdez got a good lead. Not going. Pitches grounded deep to third. Baez up with it. He's going to go to second. Good throw. And that forces out Valdez. And almost a side-winding underhand-type throw, bag-to-bag, third to second for Baez. That's back-to-back fielder's choices. Gets Thornton out of trouble. Mets maintain their 2-0 lead through three innings.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Adam McDonald with you from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball on the east coast of Florida. It's going to be Nick Morabito to lead off for the Mets, and he takes a fastball for a strike from Juan Martinez. Pitchers looking good again tonight. Mets scoring the only two runs of the night game on an error. As Morabito is brushed back, he's got one of the three Mets hits tonight. Martinez threw 41 pitches through three, Thornton 39. Nick now batting 373 on the year. And he grounds this one deep out to second, but it's picked by Ascanio. He throws to first for the out. That's three consecutive groundouts induced by Martinez. Vincent Perozzo, the batter, and he hits one. Oh, right back to the pitcher, and Martinez found it into his mitt without even trying. And Perozzo couldn't have walked that ball out and put it in his mitt any quicker. Better. Jeez, how fast was that? 98 off the bat. L1. A line drive comebacker right into the mitt, which was sitting near the hip of Martinez. He did not move the glove. The ball went right in. A foot left or right, and it's a base hit. It's been a few of those. Six in a row retired by Martinez since the Machado ground ball that went for a two-run error. Ground ball to third by Suero. Cabrera's up with it, over to first, and he retires Chris to a double last time up. Well, that makes it seven in a row retired. Martinez looking strong. Zach Thornton back to work with the two-run lead after these messages on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Bottom four. Duno, Almonte, Pineda, 3-4-5 in Daytona's order. Scheduled hitters against Zach Thornton. He's putting together his best game of the young season. This game number 19 of 20, or 19 out of 132. Feels like just yesterday we were starting against Daytona. First pitch, a breaking ball too high to Duno. Second pitch, missed inside. Thought that was a in-the-zone strike. Then I thought it was a check swing. It was neither, so two balls, no strikes. Duno struck out swinging in the first on that slider. Fastball, missed outside. Another 3-0 count. Oh, a big swing by Duno, trying to get a run back. Foul tips it on the 3-0 count. Teams, players in this league no longer fearful of swinging 3-0. Yet to see anybody really do anything successful with that, though. 3-1 pitch is skied to deep center field. Ballpark will hold. Morabito calling for it. He makes the catch. Route number one. Duno takes a couple of big rips. But he's retired. Thornton walked two batters last inning. Both four-pitch walks, but was able to navigate his way through the inning with two fielder's choices. Now he gets to face the lefty Almonte, who he struck out looking in the second. Almonte seems like your typical all-or-nothing player. Bat 216. The league leader with five homers. This pitch inside corner for a strike. Almonte tried to sell it as inside. 2-0 Mets, one out, bases empty, home fourth. Breaking ball, maybe the best of the night, right over the plate for a strike. I just don't think Almonte is seeing the ball well. Or else he's just not engaged. Breaking ball, that was a good take. Thornton moved it about 3 inches off the plate. 1-2 count. Fastball. In and out of the glove of Suero. Foul ball. Suero punching his mitt so he could not squeeze it for strike three. Count still 1-2. Thornton delivers outside with the fastball at 92 miles an hour. Two balls, two strikes. Thornton shakes off Suero once, now nods. The pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball up and in. 93 miles per hour, high speed pitch of the night. Almonte down for the second time on strikes. Two up, two down, four in a row retired by Thornton. Looking to retire Pineda for four scoreless innings. Pineda 0-for-1 at the ground out. Right-hander digs in. Thornton's first pitch. Called a strike. The changeup at 84. Working quick. Skipped in the dirt for ball one. No activity in either bullpen. Thornton delivers the 1-1. Strike two. Fastball at 91, same spot as strike one. High in the zone, outer half. Thornton with the pitch clock winding down 2 seconds, gets it off. Foul back with the elevated fastball again. He's done a nice job tonight of keeping hitters off balance. Fastball, some sweepers, occasional changeup. Maybe most of all, just moving it around the zone. In, out, up, down, changing eye levels. 1-2, breaking ball, and it gets away, a foul ball. Pineda just nicked it to stay alive. Ball kicks around, and Thornton's going to need a new ball. Dropped the throw back to him and then swiped it out of play. Now he's ready with the 1-2 again to Pineda. And he tied him up and struck him out. Oh, and Suero kicked the ball away. He doesn't see where it is. And Pineda's going to reach on a strikeout wild pitch. Now in the dirt, swung on and missed. Pineda runs down to first. Suero gets up to look for it and kicks it by accident over to the Daytona dugout. And looks like Suero, no, it's not Suero, it's the umpire Cameron Jones got hit by that foul ball, and he's okay. Adam Devery, the Mets trainer, out to take a look. That's too bad. And Suero slid to try to block that ball down and in. Couldn't keep it in front of him, then kicked it away. Inning will continue. It's going to be a four-out inning here for Thornton. Shades of last game. Swing and a miss. This ball gets away to the backstop. I don't know if Suero just missed it. We have a strikeout, and I guess that'd be a pass ball. Tough to tell from this angle. No replays, no visual. Mets lead 2-0. Daytona's got a runner on second base. Sanchez awaits the 0-1 and swings and misses at the sweeper for strike two. Last start for Thornton last Saturday night. There was a strike three pass ball. Thornton could not escape the inning. Five ended up scoring as opposed to one. Pitch home right down the middle for strike three. He strikes out three in the inning and plus gets the flyout. It's a good recovery for Thornton. Not sure what Sanchez was looking for. Fastball right down the middle. Apparently not it. Four innings of scoreless ball for Zach Thornton. The Mets have a 2-0 lead. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network on a Friday night.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
This summer, we're going from...
Blew through the stop sign there, but we're ready to resume action in the fifth inning. I'm playing for 55 minutes in the fifth. First pitch to Cuevas from Martinez is fouled away. And we have activity in Daytona's bullpen, but not the Mets. Martinez has been sharp. He's retired seven in a row. What was this pitch? This has been outside. Looked pretty good. Cuevas will take it. Cuevas worked a walk in the second, a four-pitch walk, ended up scoring on an error. And he shoots this one out to the left. Diving stop by Cabrera. Spins and throws to first. Nice play to get the outs. Eight straight retired. Now sprawling on his belly to his left. Pushes himself up. Throws out Cuevas. Leadoff man retired. Ironically, it's a bad defensive play that has hurt the Tortugas. They made some nice ones. And we come to Fabian Machado, who has the at-bat of the night. First and second. Two outs. He was at the plate. A balk was called. He fought Martinez hard. Got 3-2 pitch. Put it in play. Error made. Two-run score. And that's your scoring summary to this point. Takes a strike and it's 1-1. Martinez's pitch low. Two balls and a strike. Martinez into the windup. Pitch inside. 3-1. Hitters count. Haven't been many of those. Time called. Oh, pitch clock violation on Machado. Will not be a 3-1 pitch. It will be a 3-2 pitch. Not alert to the pitcher, I suppose, with 8 seconds left. I didn't see that. Here's the 3-2, and it's slugged into deep center field. Valdez on the run. He's going to get there and make the catch. Again, center field, right field, not where you want to go tonight with that wind coming in off the Halifax River. Go to left, you have a shot. You go to right, and you really got to get into one. And a well-struck ball by Machado. And he is the ninth straight man retired. Streak that started with Martinez getting De Los Santos out. And he's back up, and he's out in front of a changeup for strike one. And Martinez looking for 5 innings of no earned run baseball. This pitch is down low. This is the windiest day of the week. And down on the field before the game, you could really feel it. Almost felt like you were on the water, on the ocean. Swing and a miss on another changeup. It was almost a mixture of feeling hot because the sun was beating down on you on the artificial surface, but also maybe a bit cool with the breeze. Very pleasant right now. 1-2 on De Los Santos. Deep exhale from Juan Martinez. And his pitch is grounded into the shift right to the shortstop, Sanchez. Good throw to first. De Los Santos is out. 10 in a row retired by Juan Martinez. And likely the end of his night. At the halfway point, Mets lead Daytona 2-0 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Now the dad bod contest just finished up, so you got to do a bunch of jumping jacks, push-ups, and burpees, and then do a dad bod pose. Once again, that's not as fun as the eat chicken fingers as fast as you can. That may be better for you. We're in the home fifth. It's taken us exactly 1 hour to play half the game. Yesterday's game, 2 hours and 4 minutes, which was the quickest game of the season. Didn't have to play the bottom of the ninth. That will always shave off few ticks. This series has been quick with the good pitching as this ball is grounded foul by Yerlin Confidon. Zach Thornton making his best pitching performance of the season. 4 innings, scoreless, only 1 hit. First batter he faced gets this breaking ball over for strike two. Came into the inning at 59 pitches. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen. 0-2 pitch, check swing, Mets Nicky went. Did he? No. On appeal, no, said Arredondo. Again, the Mets last in this series, Mets starting pitchers, 6 innings, 5 innings, 6 innings. Breaking ball, struck him out. The slow curve at 75. Coffeyed on way out in front of it. Strikeout number 6 for Thornton. Stalking around the back of the mound. He's feeling it right now. Carter Graham at the plate, 0 for 1 at the lineout. His activation from the injured list. Now, he was activated today, and one of the players who was scheduled to play in Game 2 of the series, Jackson Miller, who was a late scratch from the lineup, ended up retiring before today's game. Really too bad. I hate to see that. Guy just couldn't stay healthy as this ball is fouled away. Thornton ready with the pitch. Fastball up and away. Good take by Graham. The pitch. Breaking ball. Socked into center field. Morabito tracing back. Wynn's going to knock it down. Nick's going to make the catch. Good read by Morabito running back and jogging in. Way short of the warning track. Two down. And the last runner to get on base without the wild pitch is coming up. That's Ascanio. So 8 in a row retired, and Ascanio fouls went off. Well, this angry fan, you know, getting on the Mets behind the plate, keeps calling the Mets pitchers bumps. I mean, that's not what I grew up thinking of when you call somebody a bum. Just dominating your lineup night in and night out. It's not very nice either. Foul tip for strike two. I can confirm Zach Thornton tonight is pitching quite well. A 1-2 pitch. This ball's driven into center field at Morabito, charging, and he's going to lean in and grab it. Stealing away a hit from Ascanio. Another excellent read by Morabito in center. It's a 1-2-3 inning, the second of the night for Thornton. He's through 5 one-hit shutout innings. Very impressive, adding to the great starting pitching this week by the St. Lucie Mets. 2-0, Mets go into the 6th. A new pitcher coming in for Daytona.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath.
New pitcher for Daytona is right-hander Ben Brody. He will face Marco Vargas to lead off the 6th. Time has been called. Maybe a ball escaping on the fields. Now looking down to the Mets bullpen, Zach Thornton has made his way down to the bullpen. He's standing around. I don't know if he's down there. He's probably not coming back into the game as Jawomi Ramirez is throwing. Just down there supporting the next man up. So Thornton appears to be done for the night. First pitch to Vargas is a strike. Second pitch is fouled off above the bleachers back towards the canal. We're surrounded by water on all sides here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, which was originally known as City Island Ballpark. You can Google that and see the overhead view. Know why it's called City Island Ballpark. Or was. This ball is outside. They renamed it Jackie Robinson Ballpark in 1990. So this is the site of Jackie Robinson's first professional game, spring training game, when he was with the Montreal Expos back in the 40s. Chopper out to first. Pitcher's got to cover. Brody does and misses the throw. Vargas putting on the pressure with his speed is safe. Well, the handoff did not go well from Graham to Brody. Looked like Graham tossed it a little bit behind. Brody had it go off of his glove and trickled away towards the Mets dugout. Likely going to be an error. We'll see if it's a miscatch or a poor throw. I'd say miscatch. It's the second error of the night for Daytona. The first one is a big one, directly leading to two runs in the game. Now Colin Houck is up. Mets haven't been the best this week at taking advantage of opportunities. They did in the second inning. Can they do it here again in the sixth? Big lead for Vargas. A lead where he might run. He's not, as Houck takes the ball low and away. Fastball at 94 from Brody. Brody, 20 years old, from Providence, Rhode Island, drafted in the 11th round by the Reds in 2022 out of South Kingstown High School in Rhode Island. Huge lead. Vargas is running, pitches a strike, throw to second base. The tag, save. Waiting for the umpire there. Escanio's tag, not in time. Marco Vargas swipes second. So he's in scoring position with nobody out. That's a pretty good pitch to take right down the pipe, but that was a selfless strike, giving your teammate a chance. He had a big lead and a good jump. 1-1, and Houck takes strike two at the letters. But also, I've said it on the air many years, if you can hold that bat in your shoulder during a stolen base attempt, end up getting a chance to hit with the runner in scoring position. The next pitch. 1-2. Vargas trying to steal third, and he will. Uncontested as Duno drops the ball. And Marco Vargas. Mets definitely missed something for the few weeks that he was out. Speed, defense, ability to get on base. Creating his own offense here. 1-2 on Houck. Infield is in for Daytona. Down 2 in the 6th with nobody out. Pitch to Houck from Brody is outside corner for strike 3. One away. This is Brody's 4th game. His second out of the pen. He's 0-1 with the 5.79 ERA. His first game against the Mets. Jesus Baez at the plate, and he takes one outside. Good catch by Duno. It was overthrown at 95. Spirit. And Baez 0 for 11 the last three games. Getting 0 for 2 tonight. Slowing down after a red-hot start. 1-0 pitch, a ground ball to second. The throw from Escanio is coming to the plate. The catch by Duno. Vargas is going to be out. Good catch by Duno. Feet first slide by Vargas. Duno got him in the chest before the leg could get in. The Mets do not score. Gunfield drawn in. Escanio, good throw to the plate. 4-2, fielder's choice at home. Baez at first base, two outs now. Arbeto the hitter. Time called by Morbido. Well, it's unfortunate for the Mets. Tight game, low scoring, 2-0. Trying to add a runner on third, nobody out. First batter can't get him in, second batter can't get him in, and now he's not even at third anymore. Golden opportunity could be missed. I don't hate the send, forcing Ascanio to move to his left, kind of make a crossbody throw home. Vargas has good speed. He went on contact. Daytona makes the play. Strike call on Morabito. It's 1-1. Maybe the only hope is that throw gets away, or Duno is called for blocking the plate. Which looked like he did, but did give Vargas somewhat of a pathway. Check swing. Did he go? No. Morabito holds up. Two balls and a strike. Well, the other side is if you hold Vargas, Baez is out at first, and you have Morabito at the plate with the runner on third instead of first, and Morabito's best here in the league at the moment. Pitch home, and that ball's driven into right field. Tracing back is Almonte, and he's going to drop it. He dropped it. He couldn't make the adjustment. Baez is running around. Here's the throw to the plate. Baez is going to slide in. Oh, the foot got in, but he's called out. Almonte dropped the ball in right field, fighting the wind. He stuck with it. A one-hop throw to the plate. Looked like Baez might have got the toe in there, but the throw beat him. Mets out at the plate twice that inning, and their score remains 2-0 Mets. Tough one for St. Lucie.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Well, a few things to tidy up from that last inning. Marco Vargas reaching. I called it an error. It was a question of whose it was going to be on. Whether it was going to be on the pitcher for a missed catch at first or the first baseman for a bad toss. Vargas was certainly going to be out if it was caught. It's been ruled a single. Good for him. And Nick Morabito has been credited with a double, a wind-aided double, as Almonte could not adjust to the wind. He thought that ball was going further than it was off the bat. Must have not been reading that pregame wind. And Baez could not score from first as Almonte stumbled, fell down while trying to catch it, picked himself up, dusted himself off, and got the out at home. This ball is cranked into center field. Morabito ranging back, and it's going to be caught for out number one. So that wraps up the visiting six. So the Mets have two guys thrown out the plate that are still up 2-0. We do have a new pitcher in the game. This is Jawilme Ramirez. He's had a really good start to this season after spending nearly all of it with St. Lucie last year. Zach Thornton in line for a win. as this ball is cut on and fouled back. Thornton, five innings, one hit shutout with two walks and six strikeouts. Following up the excellent starts made by Winninger, Hudepohl, and Tong. Ball is fouled away. Zach threw 71 pitches, 44 of those four strikes. Now he turns it over to Ramirez. Still a long way to go in this game. One out in the home sixth as Ramirez steps off, and he's going to be hit with the pitch clock violation. The step off with nobody on base, the pitch clock will not restart. You got to get back on the rubber and begin your wind delivery. Automatic ball one on the 0-2 count. And then he goes to the high fastball, and it's 2-2 on Cabrera. Cabrera, who's 0-2. We've seen that more this year than we did all of last year. Bases empty, pitcher stepping off and getting violations. In the dirt with the sweeper, and it's a full count. You can do it with nobody on, with runners on. It'll count as a disengagement. Mirrors the pitch, and it's grounded to third. Baez charges, gloves, throws, and gets the out. He made it look very casual. Nothing was quick about it, but it was all smooth and effortless and in time. Baez maybe still agitated that he was out at the plate. I thought he might have dipped the toe into the plate before he was tagged out. You're in the major leagues and you have replay review. Harrison, the Mets replay guy, might have been signaling to put the headset on. But here at the minor league level, you got to live with the umpire's call. And again, if the throw is there, if the throw beats the runner, I don't care how good the slide is, the umpire 90% of the time is going to go with the safe call and the out. And we've seen the other 10%, and we've seen the team that had it go against them go ballistic. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed by Duno. He's taken healthy cuts all night, but he's 0-2 with the strikeout and a flyout. Ramirez is looking for a nice 1-2-3 inning to start this relief appearance. The 0-2 just outside. Mets starting to walk off. Took a few steps anyways. Woo! Trackman had that well in the zone. Missed call by our home plate umpire Cameron Jones. The 1-2 pitch. Down and away with the sweeper. Two balls, two strikes. Amir is shaking off Suero. Now delivers. Gets a ground ball. Charging is Vargas. He will throw on the run just in the nick of time to get the out. 1-2-3 innings. Seven straight retired since the strikeout wild pitch back in the fourth. We're off to the seventh at the Jack, 2-0 St. Lucie. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald back with you. Beautiful night for baseball. And this game, like the other three in the series, pitching dominated. Mets have scored the game's only two runs back in the second inning. A two-out error with runners on second and third, bringing in both runners. Vincent Perozzo leading off for the Mets against Brody in the seventh. Takes the ball outside. Of course, last inning, the Mets had Marco Vargas thrown out at home plate for out number two, and then Jesus Baez thrown out at the plate for out number three. So they are that close to making it 3-4-0 game. There's a pitch for a strike, and Tortuga's hanging around, although they have not done much of anything, period, through six innings at the plate. Just one measly hit. Two-strike pitch coming into Perozzo is outside. Perozzo tonight, a double play ball and a line out literally into the glove of the pitcher, who didn't even have to move it. One in a million shot, Doc. Perozzo cranks this one foul. That'll scatter the Mets in the dugout, or bullpen, rather. Budweiser bullpen bar not quite as packed in as it was last night. There's some activity down there. Perozzo drives this ball into right center field. Valdez on the run, slows down, and makes the catch. Route number one. Center field and right, where balls go to die. It actually helped Morabito last inning. Went and knocked it down for a double. Perozzo 0 for 3. Suero extended his hitting streak to six games with the double in the second as backup. Chris now hitting .321 on the season. Bloops this one to first. This time, Graham gets it, steps on the base for the out. That was very similar to the play back in the second. Correction, that's Pino. Yasiel Pino into the game at first base for Graham. Odd that that was nearly a replica play, the one from the second inning. Well, three unassisted. Cuevas up, and he takes a look at strike one at the knee. So Ben Brody and the adventurous sixth looking for an easier seventh. He's retired the first two. Pitch just off the plate. Cuevas, a walk and a run in the second, a ground out in the fifth, 0 for 1. Brody, fastball misses inside. Count is two balls and a strike. Brody set. The pitch. And it's rolled over foul, first base side. That'll even the count, two balls and two strikes on Cuevas. Brody pitching for the first time since April 20th. Pitched three innings in Bradenton, giving up a couple of runs. He started that game against the Marauders. 2-2. Line shot fair. Skirts right by the third base bag, going down into the corner. Cuevas cuts the bag at first. He will ease into second with the stand-up double. Mets third double of the game. All that space for the left-handed hitter down the left side. He shot it right by the base. The Mets will have another runner in scoring position. 0 for 4 tonight after 0 for 6 yesterday. Let's see if Fabian Machado can bring Cuevas in. He's 0 for 2. And he did hit that ball. That turned into an error and two runs. Back in the second. Brody's first pitch inside, ball one, fastball at 94.
Tano also had a hard hit out to center, so he's had two good plate appearances today, but no hits to show for it. 1-0 takes it right down the middle for strike one. Scagno at second base, keeping Cuevas honest. Not letting him get too big of a lead. Ball and a strike. Brody the pitch. Down and away, a good stop by Duno. Bending a wild pitch. Hitters count 2-1. That's out hitting Daytona 6-1 now. Deep exhale from Brody. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Went with the slider at 86. That's sweeping action. Pitch home. Inside corner for strike three. Machado shakes his head. Didn't like the call. But the inning is over on the strikeout. No runs for the Mets. A two-out double. No errors. One man stranded. We are at the seventh inning stretch at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a defensive change for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh, and this is something to keep an eye on as we start the inning with the ball from Jawilmy Ramirez to Ariel Amonte. Diego Mosquera has replaced Jesus Baez at third base. Now, Baez was out at the plate as this ball is grounded right near second base, but who's waiting for it? Marco Vargas, one down. And no pie slice out there by second, preventing infielders from going over the bag. That's 12 in a row retired when you do include the strikeout wild pitch. But anyways, Baez was out at the plate on the last out of the sixth inning, and then he played defensively in the bottom of the sixth, and he had that play where he just looked slow. He made the play. There was no real urgency to it. Didn't seem that comfortable, and I wonder if he's maybe a little dinged up from that slide. First pitch a strike, second pitch a foul ball off the bat of Eastmith Pineda. Jawilmy Ramirez has retired all four batters he's faced, one in the air, three on the ground. He's at 0-2 on Pineda. The pitch in the dirt. Well, Mosquera, Mets are certainly in good hands with him defensively. Been getting a lot of playing time with Marco Vargas on the IL. Probably more than he would have otherwise, as this pitch is sawed off foul. But he doesn't even get a full game off on Vargas' first game back. Back out there at the hot corner. Pitch is fouled away left side. Made it. Then the last Tortuga to reach, he struck out in the fourth, but scampered to first base on a pitch in the dirt that was kicked away by Suero, the catcher. Pitch home, and that one's pulled into center field. Tracking is Morabito, and he's got it for out number two. You got to go back to Ascanio with one out in the third. Drew a walk on four pitches. Last Tortuga to earn his way on base. The only hit for Daytona was Malvin Valdez. He was the first batter of the night. Straight single up in the middle. Here's a fastball for a strike on the corner to Sanchez. 2-0 Mets, two outs, nobody on, bottom seven. Still in twilight here in Daytona as this breaking ball apparently missed. Ramirez, 7 seconds on the clock, delivers the pitch home, check swing on appeal. He went. It did look like he went. Surprised it took an appeal. Appeal to the first base umpire with the left-handed hitter. I'll never understand it, ever. I think in the end they did get the call right. No, it's nothing and two on Sanchez. Ground out in the second. Strikeout looking in the fourth, 0-4-2. Ramirez, broad shoulders into the wind. Pitch home, ground ball to second. Charging De Los Santos, sidearm throw, got him. Inning over. Six up, six down for Jawomir Ramirez. And the Mets take their 2-0 lead to the eighth in Daytona.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Yes, let's do that, shall we? Fast-moving contest, game four of a six-game series. Daytona leads the series 2-1. Mets lead the game 2-0. Eighth inning. Then Broody, pitch outside. Top of the lineup, De Los Santos, Vargas, and Houck, and Mascara, if anybody gets on base. Mets haven't scored since the second inning. Daytona hasn't scored since the eighth inning yesterday. Broody delivers, and it's in there for a strike across the letters. De Los Santos today 0-for-3 from the leadoff spot. Collected hits in his prior two games in this series on minor league rehab assignment. Pitch is flown into shallow center field. Ascanio, the second baseman, back to get it. Another ball that dies in the wind. Marco Vargas up 2-for-3 with two stolen bases and a bunch of good plays defensively in his return. So remember at the start of the broadcast I said, well, he's only played in two games at 18. He's been on the IL. He's going to be rusty. Let's let him dip his feet back in, shake off that rust. Well, now right back into the fire and instant impact. First pitch a ball, second pitch, strike on the outside corner. And last time he rolled one over, first base side, put pressure on the pitcher and first baseman to make a play. They couldn't. Credited with a hit, stole second, stole third, thrown out at the plate. Pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike. Do not have a working scoreboard here with the pitch count. It's annoying. 2-1 pitch is cut on and foul. 2-2. Got a lot to keep track of up here in the broadcast booth, the one-man band. It's always helpful when you can just peek up to be reminded of the count. But alas, add it to the list of things to do tonight. They have the hand-operated scoreboard to the left of the video board. But 2 days ago, they quit doing the balls and strikes and outs on that hand-operated video board, or scoreboard. They used to just have little light switches for the bulbs. Three for balls, two for strikes, two for outs. Person just go and walk and flick them on with each pitch. I guess that was too burdensome. Quite an operation out there, huh? Two ladders. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, and it's going to be grounded to first. Pino stops it, runs to the base, and gets the out. Saved the double down the line. Again, Pino into the game for Graham, who just came off the injured list. So two gone in the visiting eighth. Colin Houck will come up. Houck 0-4-3 tonight. Two-game hitting streak. Takes the ball outside. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout looking. That strikeout looking against Broody. One hop ground ball, two hop ground ball out to short. Sanchez whips the throw in there for out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning in this ballgame. There's been a bunch. We go to the home eighth. It's getting late in Daytona. The Mets holding the 2-0 lead. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Ortuga's looking for a spark. Haven't had a hit since their first batter tonight. That'll be the bottom of the order against Juwomi Ramirez, inning number three for him. First pitch, a strike. Oh, 1. Confidant takes inside. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a walk. A couple of nights ago, last night, Mets went Tong Tresor, only two pitchers needed, as this pitch is swung on and missed. And they get through this game with just Thornton and Ramirez. Juwomi has starting experience, relief experience, jack of all trades, He's been dominant since he's come in. The 1-2 in the dirt squirts away. He hasn't done it with the strikeouts, just balls in play, keeping the defense on its toes. Guys making plays. Error-free game to this point. 2-2 on Confidon, the pitch. Fouled it away, and that one caught a piece of Cam Jones, the umpire. While Cam walks around and shakes it off, let's take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Jupiter and Dunedin tied at 1 in the ninth. Go Blue Jays, go. Palm Beach still leads Fort Myers 2-0 in the sixth. And the two teams in the first in the FSL East are winning or tied. This ball's whoop, out back. Lakeland's up 4-3 at Tampa in the seventh. No score between Bradenton and Clearwater in the eighth. Of course, it's 2-0 Mets here, so low-scoring games across the league tonight. Maybe the wind is blowing in everywhere. Pitch is low. Changeup at 87. Confidon has worked it full. Pitch is skipped in the dirt for ball four. Leadoff man on in the eighth, and that's going to bring up the tying run in Yasiel Pino. He'll be the big first baseman's first at-bat tonight after coming in to replace Graham in the seventh defensively. Graham went 0-2, actually hit the ball well twice. First pitch home, sweeper outside, ball one. Fifteen in a row had been retired until that Confidon walk. This ball is a strike on the corner. And in that 15, we're including the strikeout wild pitch. Ramirez the 1-1. Too high. And he got ahead of Confidon and lost him. Now he's fallen behind Pino 2-1. Ramirez the pitch. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. Suero searching, trying to move the umpire out of the way. Chris can't make the play. In and out of the glove, sliding near the warning track, trying to fight the umpire out of the way. Cam Jones should have bailed out to his right. Said Chris is trying to push him out of the way. By the time he found it, he had to slide. That ball didn't even get higher than the press box. That's a tough break for Ramirez. That should be out number one. The wind might have blown that one as well. It looked like it was straight up over home plate. The two-strike pitch coming home, and Pino goes down swinging. Chased the eye-high fastball. Ramirez's first strikeout of the night, the seventh recorded by the two Mets pitchers total, as Thornton had six. So the dropped pop-up and foul ground does not factor in. Scagno, the nine-hitter, a walk and a line-out tonight. First pitch, Ramirez lays in a strike. Jawumi tonight has gotten four ground balls in his eight batters face. Could he get another for maybe a double play? Mets have already turned one tonight. Defense is ready for it. 0-1 pitch, too high. 2-0 St. Lucie. One out, one on. Bottom eight. There's a quick glance over to first base. And the pitch home. Ground ball, base hit in the right field for Scagno. Confidon going to try for third. Here's the throw to get him. It's cut off by Vargas. And the Tortugas have runners at the corners with one out in the eighth. Thought Vargas might let that pass through. See if Confidon would be nabbed at third base, but I think he made the right move to stop it. Well, Scagno comes up with the first hit since the first batter of the night.
from the first batter in the bottom of the first to the nine hitter in the bottom of the eighth. Jordan Kraus, pitching coach, out for a visit. This is the first bit of trouble the Mets have been in all evening. Confidon got to third base back in the third inning with two outs. Now he's there with one out. The tying run is at the plate. Correction on base. The go-ahead run is at the plate. A similar setup to last night. And even two nights ago. Two nights ago, Mets were leading late, couldn't hold. Last night, tied late, couldn't hold. Ramirez almost doing like a river dance out there on the back of the mound, trying to keep the legs loose. Again, he's still a potential double play ground ball away from getting out of this. Malvin Valdez, the center fielder, is up. He's 1-for-3. A single to lead off the game, a fielder's choice, and a flyout. Mets defense playing back, hopeful for a hard ground ball their way. Ramirez's first pitch. It's popped up in foul ground. This is going to be tough. Perozzo over to get it, and he makes the catch against the rail and runs it back to the infield. Confidon has to walk back to third. What a tremendous play by Perozzo. Running out of time and room. Hauls it in over the shoulder, right up against the guardrail, past the Mets dugout on the first base side. A ball that's probably into the seats at Clover Park. Ballpark holds this one, friendly to the visiting team. Now Ricardo Cabrera is at the plate with two outs. Runner still at the corners. First pitch right down the middle for strike one. Cabrera today 0-for-3 from the two hole. 2-0 Mets, two outs. Bottom eight. Ramirez, the 0-1. Fastball, strike two across the letters, and now Cabrera's mad, kicking dirt, yelling at the umpire, saying it's high, and then barks his timeout. And he's still mouthing down there. Frank Jones, hands on hips. Got the fans mad, too. Oh, Ramirez has got to go right back there. 0-2 pitch. He does, and it's high. This one, clearly high. Sometimes you think maybe you get the angry swing and miss there. Worth a shot. Some tension and drama here in the eighth inning. 1-2 on the way. Runner goes to second. Pitches low for ball two. No throw from Suero. Stolen base for Ascanio, and now we have real tension. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two in scoring position. The Mets leading by two. Ramirez, it's been a steady diet of fastballs here. Will he try something else? The pitch. Ground ball to third. Mascara, his first opportunity tonight. On the money, right to the knees of Perozzo, and the threat is quelled. The tying run stranded at second base. The Mets will carry their 2-0 lead to the ninth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding in the vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, the Mets will be going for their second shutout in four games. Second of the series. Can they build some cushion? Mascara, Morabito, and Peroza will bat against Ben Broody. Here in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Mascara. Strike on the inside. Mascara into the game for Baez. Not sure why Baez was removed. And it came shortly after that slide into home plate where he was out. One inning later, this pitch is a strike. So Mascara with the lead on the line had that long throw from third to first. Made it right to the knee of Peroso as he deflects one foul. And that was his first chance in the game, his first chance since batting practice. That's where the instincts and all that practice over the years takes over. Pitch is outside, 1-2. Rudy's been consistently 94 to 95. A right-hander from Rhode Island. He's been in the game since the sixth inning. Scoreless ball. Oh, nasty pitch. Slider inside corner, 85. Looked like it was coming at the hip. It's the inside corner. And now Morabito just adding to his legend here in the first month of the season. Two more hits today, including a double. First pitch, a bouncer, tough play. Cabrera running in, charging. Bareham throws to first. Safe! A three-hit game for Morabito. Bang, bang at first base. Nick running halfway down the right field line, taking his helmet off with the hand. And he has legged out an infield hit. He's 3-for-4. That could have gone either way. And Cabrera charging on the big bouncer, Bearhand. Really nice play and a throw. And Peroso at the plate. Morabito, does he go for a steal? As Peroso takes a strike. I think at some point in this inning, he will look to go. 2-0 lead in the ninth. Trying to get in the scoring position. And check swing outside for a ball. And Suero on deck. He's been hot. Brozo's had a tough week. The two hits two nights ago. Nothing before or since as he's late on this breaking ball. Just made that tremendous catch in foul territory up against the fence. Helped stop a rally in the bottom of the eighth. Waiting on this two-strike pitch. Morabito's not running. Peroso ground ball to first. Pino's throw to second is up for one. Cabrera's relay throw good. It's a 3-6-3 double play. Well executed by the Tortugas, and that's going to send this game to the bottom of the ninth. Buckle up, folks. It's always dramatic. Two-run lead in the bottom of the ninth. Looks like Ramirez will be the one to pitch it for St. Lucie. Correction. Looks like Alan Perdomo is coming in.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Well, the last two nights, late inning magic for the Tortugas, erasing a one-run deficit in the ninth on Wednesday. Scoreless game in the eighth yesterday with two outs, a two-run homer to win it. And now the Mets have a two-run lead in the ninth today. What'll it be? We just had a drama in the eighth inning. Tying run at second, two outs. And Jaume Ramirez was able to get through it. And now it's Alan Perdomo looking for the three-out save. He will face the 3-4 and 5 hitters. Got some real power here in Duno and Almonte right out of the chute. Perdomo, long and lean, listed at 6'4", 150. 22 years old from Santo Domingo in the DR. He's pitched in four games this season, including one in Brooklyn. He was a quick promotion, only to turn around and come back the next day. He hasn't pitched since the 18th. Inning in two-thirds, a couple hits and a couple of runs, a couple of walks against Tampa. Prior to that, he had been really good. Five innings between St. Lucie and Brooklyn with only one earned run. So here's Duno, who can only do so much damage by himself. First pitch, and he rockets one down the left field line. Fair ball. That's going to bounce around off the wall. Here comes the throw to second base. Too late, and it's a double for Duno. He's pounding his chest and pointing at his dugout. A one pitch into the inning, and here come the Tortugas. They got the tying run and the biggest home run threat in the league coming up in Almonte. And again, won the game yesterday. Now he'll certainly be looking to tie the game. Wind is still blowing in from right field for this left-handed hitter. But the way he's swinging the bat, I don't think he's the one player who wouldn't matter tonight. And Perdomo is set, and the first pitch home is outside with the fastball at 93. 2-0 Mets, nobody out, runner on second, bottom nine. That's just the third hit for Daytona tonight, but two hits in the last four batters. The pitch is swung on a miss, and Almonte tried to tie the game over the top of a fastball at 94. Perdomo set at the belt. The 1-1 home outside for ball two at 94. Perdomo in his career does have six saves as a minor leaguer. Set for the 2-1 pitch to Almonte. And it's right in there for a strike at the knees, and Almonte didn't like it. Six saves, four with the Arizona League Rockies last year. Two in 2022. Perdomo set with the 2-2 pitch to Almonte. Looks back to second pitch home, and it's popped up foul. That will reach the seats. And he'll do it again. That's when leading after eight innings this year have been undefeated until Wednesday night. Perdomo steps off and reset the pitch clock. Disengagement number one. Comes set for the 2-2. The pitch, a tapper out front of the mound. Picked up by Suero. Looks to second, throws to first, and he pulled the bag. Oh, Perdomo held the bag. And here comes the argument for Julio Murillo. And this one was a miss. Perdomo had to come off the bag to catch that ball. and I don't think he got back on it. The Tortuga fans are booing. Murillo, the manager, was quick to come out, and I imagine they're going to ask maybe for some help to the home plate umpire. And no help coming. Call stands. Oh, man, I think the Mets got away with one. Suero's throw pulled Perozzo across the bag. He jumped up to catch it. Perozzo selling it that he dragged the foot across. Maybe he did, but maybe he didn't. From up here, looked like he was off. But the umpire, Richie Urdondo, quick to say he held the bag. Now Pineda's at the plate now. First pitch to him, breaking ball outside. Well, interesting that Suero fielded that comebacker about 20 feet in front of the plate and eyeballed the runner at second instead of just firing right to first. And that move almost cost the out. A 1-0 pitch is a grounder to short. Vargas scoops it, throws, got to go fast. Pick, got him! And Pineda slams his helmet down in frustration. Bang, bang again. I think this was the right call, but certainly some aggravation for Daytona carrying over from the previous close call. And again, it's the same umpire, Richie Arredondo, making that call. And Vargas charges and throws for out number two. Duno travels to third base. That doesn't matter at this point. Mets are one out away. Sanchez the batter. Still 2-0. The pitch home is a breaking ball low, a curve at 77. Oh, man, you want to talk about the skinnier teeth, two plays in a row. It could be bases loaded, no outs right now. A 1-0 pitch, low. It could be two runners on and one out. Instead, it's two outs and one on. 2-0 coming to Sanchez. And he takes one right down the middle. Now you got Confidon, a veteran on deck as potential winning run. Sanchez only hitting .136 with no homers. This is the guy Perdomo wants to attack. 2-1 pitch, got it by him with the fastball at 94. And now Perdomo one good pitch away from ending this night. Perdomo, like a Craig Kimbrell squat, comes set, the 2-2 pitch coming home. Strike three, game over. Perdomo, a fist pump, a chest slap, game over. Was it a strike? The umpire said it was, and that's it. The Mets get the win 2-0. The Boo Birds are out from the home crowd. Trackman had that in the entire zone. It was the right call. And the Mets are forming the happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. I think they're loving the fact, reveling in the booing. As there's really nothing better in sports when you're on the road, hostile environment, they're all booing and you're winning. The Mets snapped that mini two-game losing streak. They've evened this series at two games apiece. And they get a level of revenge after losing last night 2-0. They win tonight 2-0. Another well-pitched game. The only run scoring on an error in the second inning. Second shutout for the Mets this week. Zach Thornton, your winning pitcher. Julian Ramirez with the hold. Perdomo with his first save in the Mets organization. The losing pitcher, Juan Martinez. Mets improved their record to 9-10, dropping Daytona to 10-9. Another tight ball game, neck and neck. Low scoring, well pitched. One or two plays makes the difference. It's been like that all week, and we still have two more games to go. Disappointing crowd trudging out of the ballpark here at Jackie Robinson. Daytona heading down to their home clubhouse down the left field line, still in search of some offense. They came in hitting .198 as a team, ninth out of 10 in the league. It's only going to get worse after a two-hit performance. Mets, meanwhile, they've pitched well all week. That continued tonight. They are back to square one in this series. Have tied it at two. And they are another win away from being back to .500. Take a break. Come back with the post-game show to wrap up St. Lucie's 2-0 victory in Daytona.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game and a tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Adam McDonough with you from atop the action. Broadcasting booth sitting right on top of the roof of the home stands. Mets win 2-0. They won 4-0 on Tuesday, lost 2-0 yesterday, win 2-0 tonight. How did they do it? They did it with pitching and defense and a little bit of help. Scoring summary, you go back to the second inning. Nick Morabito led it off with a single, but then Vincent Prozzo hit into a double play, the first of two he would hit into. But Chris Suero extended his hitting streak to six games with a clutch double down the line. Then Johairo Cuevas walked. It was first and second. Then middle of the at-bat with Fabian Machado at the plate. Starting pitcher Juan Martinez was called for a balk. Machado, give him credit, has had a tough season so far. Got it to a 3-2 count. Battled tough. Put the ball in play. Out to the shortstop, Sanchez. Sanchez made a wide throw, pulling Graham, the first baseman, off the bag. Ball got away. Suero, Cuevas running on the contact. Ended up scoring. 2-0 Mets. That was it. That was it. Mets had a chance to get a couple of runs in the sixth inning. Two runners thrown out at the plate. They really didn't have many other chances. They had a double with Cuevas from Cuevas with two outs in the seventh, but not many chances tonight. Daytona's chances, well, they really didn't have anything until that eighth inning. A walk and a single with one out, but a pop out and a ground out. Stranded the tying run at second. They got the leadoff double from Duno in the ninth, but Alan Perdomo with a clutch appearance. Got the next three in order. Bang, bang plays at first, back to back. Both went in favor of the Mets. Not sure about the first, pretty sure about the second one. But Mets very grateful, I'm sure, that those two both went their way. You never know when it's the human element and no replay available to sort things out. Let's see, moving to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Daytona, no runs on 3 hits, 1 error. Again, Daytona went from their first batter of the game until 2 outs, or 1 out in the eighth until they picked up their next hit. Of course, that 1 error, ultra costly. Hitters in the game, now for the Mets, Vargas 2-for-4, 2 stolen bases. Happy return to him to action after the sore wrist had sidelined him on the IL. Nick Morabito, man alive, 3-for-4 with the double. He's now hitting .387 on the year. He's going to maintain his league lead in on base and OPS. Chris Suero 1-for-3 with his fourth double of the week. And the six-game hitting streak. Cuevas went 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run. For Daytona, the only hits coming from Valdez, Duno, and Ascanio. Pitchers in the game, Zach Thornton. Congrats to him, his first win as a St. Lucie Met. 5 shutout innings, continuing the great starting pitching the Mets have had this week. Just 1 hit, again, the first batter he faced, then 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. Joelmy Ramirez, his first hold. 3 1-hit shutout innings with the walk and a strikeout. And Perdomo, scoreless ninth with 1 hit and 1 strikeout. For Daytona, 2 pitchers to go, 9 innings. Martinez, the loss, he's 1-1. ERA under 2 now at 1.98 thanks to 5 innings of no earned run baseball. He He was charged with 3 hits and 2 unearned runs, a walk and a strikeout. Broody, 4 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. My goodness. A Florida State League game with 4 combined walks. Love it. Tremendous. Please, let's do this more often. Ball game played in 2 hours and 5 minutes. That's 1 minute longer than last night. And keep in mind, this time we had to play the bottom of the ninth, so we're actually moving quicker tonight than yesterday. Attendance, 2,104 baseball-loving souls boo the umpires tonight at the Jack. That's the highest attended road game for the Mets this season. Checking in on floor scores around the Florida State League. Again, the Mets came into today 4 games out of first place. Well, Jupiter beat Dunedin 4-3 and 10, so the Mets will stay 4 back. It looks like Palm Beach is up 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh in Fort Myers, so it does appear that Jupiter and Palm Beach are both on their way to 13-6 starts, which would keep the Mets 4 back. But the Mets hanging around. They do have a lot of games this half against Jupiter and Palm Beach. Whether that's a good thing or bad remains to be seen, but they'll have their chance to dig into that 4-game deficit. Daytona now at 10-9 will be 3 back and only 1 ahead of the Mets in third place. Now we look ahead to tomorrow. Cade Morris will be on the mound for the Mets. It will be another 6:35 first pitch. We expect more good weather in the mid-70s, low 80s, clear skies. Good to go for an on-time start. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:25 with the pregame show. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, St. Lucie Mets 2, the Daytona Tortugas nothing. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. I hope all of you listening out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.